tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Alhamdulillah, today's episode and program we are going to discuss the spiritual lessons by the crown of saints. Subhanallah, there are so many lessons that we can derive from the life of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And here we learn from the time of his childhood until his adulthood and right up to his old age, each and every facet of his life was a lesson for all the devotees of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, which will serve for our betterment inshallah azza wa jal and as our guide if we keep in view his life lessons inshallah azza wa jal. Today we want to focus at the key lessons that we can derive from the life and the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Now, starting with the glory of reciting durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This lesson has also been obtained from the court of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. As the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited the most durood upon me. And now let's recite subhanallah durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if you want to take a lesson from the life of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and the durood that is associated to him is durood-e-ghawsiyah sharif subhanallah, which goes Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin ma'aduni judi wal karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim. Now when it comes to the life of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, as we said, from the very childhood his life was a lesson, and he was, in his childhood, he devoted himself to Islamic education, and he was a keen learner, and as we have pointed out in the past, the Quran memorization of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, at the tender age when he is going for the first day of the madrasa, he recites 18 parts of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, which is miraculous in itself. And then he doesn't stop there. He attends madrasa on a daily basis. As it is also mentioned about him that when he would go to madrasa, a voice could be heard, make place for the wali Allah, for the saint of Allah. And that's how he knew from his very childhood that he is not an ordinary child, but he is the Ghawse of the time, subhanallah. He then, at the age of 18, sought permission from his beloved mother. And she gave him the permission to travel all the way to Baghdad Sharif. She was in her old age. And when it came to offering sacrifice for the sake of Islam, she didn't lag behind in this aspect. She bid him farewell, and she gave him 40 gold coins to keep for the provision of the journey. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he joined the caravan, and she had sewn the 40 gold coins underneath his the attire that he was wearing. And on the way, there was a group of bandits who robbed the caravan of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And when they robbed the caravan, they started taking everyone's belonging. And when they came to Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they asked him, "What do you have with you?" And Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to their surprise, he said, "I have 40 gold coins, which is sewn in my attire that I'm wearing." Allahu Akbar. The dacoits that were there, they didn't want to believe Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So they didn't pay much attention towards him. Perhaps they thought he's kidding with them, Allahu Akbar, and they just ignored him. After a little while, somebody else came and asked him, what do you have with you? And Sayyidina Wasipak said the same thing, that I have 40 gold coins in my clothes. And he also didn't want to believe him. So he took him to the leader. When they took him to the leader, they told the leader that this child says that he has 40 gold coins. Allahu Akbar. And the leader now asked, everyone wants to hide their belongings so they can be safeguarded. Why are you revealing it to us? And Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala, at that time, he had spoken words of wisdom. He said that when I was leaving, I promised my mother that I will not speak a lie. When she told me not to speak a lie, and I told her that I won't, and I'm keeping a promise. Allahu Akbar. When the leader of the bandits, he heard this response from Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he said that if you are such, in your childhood you are so obedient towards the promise that you made to your mother, but here we are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day of our lives, and we can't keep that promise that we have made to our Rabb, Allahu Akbar. So he repented on the hands of Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Following his example, the thieves that were with him, they also said, you are our leader in robbery, now be our leader in repentance as well, subhanallah. And they all repented on the hands of Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. So in his very childhood, he had reformed so many robbers, Allahu Akbar. And they all became devotes, devout servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the key giveaway from the life of Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, that we must always adhere to the truth. Make it your yardstick. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will never go wrong. Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali once said that I measure my matters on the yardstick of truth, meaning I base all my matters on the yardstick of truth, Allahu Akbar. So this was the way of life for Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He was truthful in every sense of the word. And this bore so many fruits later on in his life, subhanallah. Once you attain the sweetness of truth, Allahu Akbar, your life is reformed. There is a barakah around you, in your words, in your actions. And this is the lesson that we learn from the life of Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Wasipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has also told us to be content in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must be, as Muslims, be content with the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. A Muslim should remain content with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep in mind that the blessings one has, in fact, are the bestowal of Allah azza wa jal. And the trials are also from Allah Almighty. Human beings remain content with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they enjoy the blessings. But when they face difficulties, they start complaining. This shouldn't be the way of our lifestyle, as we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we are one of those who are connected to Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Therefore, be a true qadri, be a true devotee of Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and never ever complain in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have been afflicted with some hardships, then observe patience, as Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has taught us, to observe patience in the face of difficulties. When he would face difficulties, when he would go hungry for days, and in pain he would say, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, meaning he would remind himself about this Quranic teaching where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly has stated that indeed with every hardship there is ease, indeed with every hardship there is ease. Allahu Akbar. And he says, By observing patience and having this belief, faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all my difficulties would be resolved. Allahu Akbar. Do we do the same? Do we observe patience and utter the words of faith, such as this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, in the face of difficulties? Or are we among those who complain in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I would leave it to your discretion. If we want to adopt the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawsipak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then yes, it teaches us to remain patient in the face of difficulties, and at the same time make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the remover of all the problems. Allah. Human beings, we as human beings remain content with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we are enjoying the blessings, but when we face with difficulties, we start complaining. About contentment in the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, "Do not try to get blessings and avoid troubles and sufferings. If a blessing has been written in your destiny, you will surely get it whether you ask for it or not. Similarly, if a trouble has been written in your destiny, it has been decided for you. You will face it whether you dislike facing it or make dua to remain safe from it." So, leave all your affairs to Allah Azza wa Jal. If you get blessings, give thanks. And if you face troubles, have patience. Subhanallah. Such profound words of wisdom from the court of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he had immense fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fear of Allah is the essential for refraining from sins and performing virtuous deeds. As long as we have no fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is extremely difficult for us to stay safe from sins and perform virtuous deeds. Allahu Akbar. So in all cases, if we want to remain pious and perform virtuous deeds and at the same time refrain from sins, one key ingredient is to always fear Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the key ingredient in this regard. Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, "O the bondmen of Allah, do not be fearless of Allah, but rather do have fear. If Allah Azza wa Jal had not created paradise and hell, even then He deserves the right that His creation should fear Him, hope from Him, obey Him, and carry out His commands, refrain from what He has forbidden, repent in His court, become a humble servant, and cry in His court. When you show repentance with sincerity of the heart," and meaning when we are repenting with sincere heart and perform virtuous deeds consistently, Allah Azza wa Jal will benefit you, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Such beautiful lessons is given from the court of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he has adopted this teaching of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his fathers and forefathers. Allahu Akbar. His father Sayyidina Salih Musa, Sayyidina Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was a great saint in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would fear no one but Allah Azza wa Jal. How was his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is mentioned that one day he was hungry and he was driven by hunger, and he was so hungry for days that when he reached the bank of a river, he saw an apple floating in the river, and he picked that apple and he ate it. After he ate the apple, because he was so hungry, then he realized that he didn't know whom the apple belonged to, and he has wrongfully eaten the apple. Now he went in search of tracing where the apple had come from. So the tree that was hanging above the stream or the river, so he thought the apple would have come from there. So he traced that stream and that river from the direction that it was flowing. And when he went further on, he saw that there was an orchard, And there was a tree at the bank of the river. The branches were hanging towards the river, and there were apples on that tree. And he realized that it could have been from that tree. And then he goes to that orchard and finds the owner. The owner was another great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He then goes there and says to him that, "I have wronged you. I have eaten an apple that was that I found by the river, and I believe that it came from your orchard, and I've eaten it without asking permission from you, Allahu Akbar. So I'm indebted to you now. What would you suggest the repayment for the apple?" And Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala, he instantly had recognized this piety in the father of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And then he told him that, "You have to work for me. You have to look after this orchard." So for years, the father of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he looked after that orchard like his own. And then finally, after years, after a decade, then he asked the owner of the orchard, Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, if the debt had been paid off. He says, "No, my last condition is that you have to marry my daughter. And she is blind, she is deaf, and she does not have limbs. Her limbs are not working, Allahu Akbar." And when he got married to the daughter of Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and when he went to the room, saw a beautiful woman who was able to see, who was able to hear, who was able to speak, and whose hands and feet were sound. She wasn't disabled, as the father had said. He came back to the father-in-law, Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and he says to him that perhaps I'm mistaken. There's somebody else in the room. The way you have described your daughter to me, I don't see those qualities in her. She is not blind, she is not deaf, she is not mute, and she is not disabled. Sayyidina Abdullah Sawma'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that, yes, what I said was correct. She is blind that she hasn't seen any non-mahram, Allahu Akbar. She is deaf because she hasn't listened to any haram things, Allahu Akbar. And she is disabled because she hasn't stepped forward towards any haram action, Allahu Akbar. So such was the parents of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And then after they got married, subhanallah, and Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born, he also had inherited this beautiful quality of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we always say, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, in this example, he is the son of that father who had immense fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, he didn't fear anyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the men of Allah, they only fear Allah and they don't fear the rest of the creation. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahsanun." It is mentioned that how he got the title of Jangi Dost. Jangi Dost meaning who likes to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jangi Dost was his title. And how did he earn this title? It was through his bold and fearless actions that he would do for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day the king, there was liquor that was being taken to the king's palace. And Sayyidina Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he saw the transport that was carrying it. So he stopped them. He asked, "What's inside?" And then once he found out that there was alcohol inside, he broke all those containers carrying alcohol to the palace of the king. Without fearing that what is the king going to do to him, when the king summoned him, the king asked, "How dare you do such a thing?" He said, I do not need anybody's permission to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shouldn't be allowed, and therefore I have done it to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His command. I only fear Allah, I don't fear anyone else, subhanAllah. Hence, he had attained this title of being Jangi Dost, subhanAllah. Sayyidina Ghusipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, on the other hand, he also wouldn't fear anybody else but Allah. Once king, he brought bags of gold to Sayyidina Ghusipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and he requested him to accept it. Ghusipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala, refused to take it, and then he insisted for him to keep it. Ghusipak rahmatullahi ta'ala refused again. And then upon the insistence of the king, Sayyidina Ghusipak rahmatullahi ta'ala then grabbed hold of the bags of gold and he squeezed it. And then the blood was gushing forth from the bags of those gold coins of Allahu Akbar. And he says to the ruler of the time that, do you want me to take the blood of the people? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. In this way, he would reform others, even the kings and the rulers of the time, he wouldn't be afraid of them. Allah, Allah, because he was truly the one who came to revive Islam. Hence, he is known as Muhyiddin, subhanAllah. His beautiful title is Muhyiddin as well. If the one who enjoins to do good and forbids from evil practicing, his words will also have impact on others. So we will have to correct our practical life for making our words effective. Yes. Sayyidina Ghusipak rahmatullahi ta'ala has said, advising others without practicing yourself is of no importance. It is like a house without any door and without any household goods. It is like the treasure from which nothing is spent, and it is like such a claim that has no witness. Allahu Akbar. So these are just empty words if we tell others to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't do it ourselves. Allahu Akbar. Mentioning the method of staying safe from the attacks of nafs, carnal desires, Sayyidina Ghusipak rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that the carnal desires, the nafs, suggests only committing evil because it is in its nature. It will get reformed after a long, long time. It is obligatory for you to always oppose the nafs. Always say to your nafs, your virtuous deeds will benefit you and your bad deeds will harm you. No one else will neither join you nor will give you anything from his deeds. Allahu Akbar. This is advice to his own self. And this is the way we should admonish our own self, our nafs, and try to reform ourselves. It is necessary to keep reforming ourselves, and inshallah azza wa jal, by making tawbah, by opposing our nafs, by cutting down our needs and wants, it is necessary to keep performing virtuous deeds and striving against the nafs. Your friend is the one who prevents you from evils, and your enemy is the one who misguides you. How can a nafs attain the closeness to Allah Azza wa Jal as long as it is not safe from evils and bad desires? Your nafs will obey you when you eliminate the desires and hopes of your nafs. Yes. This is the enemy that is within you. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has mentioned that this is the dear enemy, because this is from within us. One enemy that is not a part of us, that is shaitan, and one enemy we have that is within us. Allahu Akbar. A wise person will set off the fire in his own house first before setting off the fire on the outside. So yes, this is the nafs that provokes us to do wrong. He says, for example, shaitan. If we blame everything on shaitan, then who misled shaitan? It was the nafs who misled shaitan. Allahu Akbar. So the first sin that was committed, it was by following the desires of the nafs. Allahu Akbar. They are people who are heedless of death and have high hopes. Making such people wake up to the fact. Sayyidina Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has said, O the bondmen of Allah, abandon your hopes, get rid of your greed. Offer every salah in a way as if it is your last salah. Remember, it is not appropriate for a believer to sleep in a state that he does not have his will in writing beside him. O bondman, your way of eating and drinking, living with the family, meeting with friends, etc., should be like a dying man, because the person whose life and all powers and affairs are in someone's hands should live like this in the world. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He is opening our eyes to the reality. Yes, the sooner we realize the reality of this life, this temporary life that we are given, about which there is no certainty, nobody knows when you're going to die. So the time to take account of our life and to make the most out of it is now. Whether it is our salah, whether it is our normal dealings in daily life, it should all be done in accordance with the teachings of Islam. And each salah, as Sayyidina Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has highlighted, that each salah when we offer, perform it in such a way as if it was your last salah. Allah, Allah. That was the guidance of Sayyidina Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And we should stick to the guidance of this great wali of Allah. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyin. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Urging the people who are heedless of the hereafter, Sayyidina Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated that just ponder when worldly pleasures of this mortal life is not possible without efforts and struggle. How is it possible to get the thing that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will last forever without efforts and spiritual exercises? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Meaning he says that if we want to achieve the goodness of the hereafter, the spiritual benefits of the hereafter, then we have to work for it. As we work for this mortal life that we live, Allahu Akbar. How much struggles and pain and sufferings do we go through? You know, in our jobs, in our businesses, losses, sweating every day to make the ends meet, running from one side to the other, Allahu Akbar. Working the entire day, perhaps having sleepless nights to meet the requirements of our livelihood. Similarly, Sayyidina Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says that if we want the goodness of the hereafter, then it is not without efforts. You have to make effort for that as well. So why don't we make effort? For the worldly things, we make a lot of efforts. But why don't we put the same amount of efforts, if not more, for our life in the hereafter, inshallah, azza wa jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our eyes to the reality. Surely, human beings, we as humans, we commit sins, even after we try hard to refrain from them. But a great misfortune is that when we commit sins consistently and completely forget to repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says, O Muslims, as long as you are alive, consider it to be a blessing, because you will soon die. As long as you have the power to reform yourself and perform virtuous deeds, consider it to be a blessing. And as long as you have time to repent, consider it to be a blessing and show repentance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq, so that we can improve our worldly life and our life of the hereafter by acting upon the blessed sayings of Sayyidina Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Sayyidina Ghawsipak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, in his teachings, he says, acting by the Quran elevates you to the level of the Quran and installs you there. Acting with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning in accordance with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which are the hadith of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it elevates you to the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning, Allah azza wa jal says here that acting by the Quran elevates you to the level of the Quran and installs you there. And acting with the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will elevate you to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With his heart and spiritual protection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indivisible from the hearts of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even for a single moment, it is he who beautifies the hearts of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gives them fragrance. It is he who purifies the essence and cleanses them of negative feelings and beautifies them. Remember Allah that he may remember you. Remember Allah that this remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cleanses your sins. May you remain without sin. May you be an obedient believer free of sin. At that time he will remember you. That remembrance will so enfold and occupy you that will have no time to desire anything else. That will be your sole aim and desire. Allahu Akbar. These beautiful pieces of advice from the works of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it is truly remarkable, subhanAllah. Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, each and every aspect of his life is filled with wisdom. You derive lesson from his life, Allah, the way he would strive in the path of knowledge to gain the ilm of deen and to practice that knowledge, the way he would strive to perform his salah, Allahu Akbar, the way he would strive to recite Quran every day of his life. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was an ardent follower of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the same time. So much he would do. He would perform the salah of Fajr with the wudu of his Isha salah for 40 years. Allahu Akbar. And he would recite and finish the entire Quran every day of his life for many, many years. Subhanallah. Do we at least complete the recitation of an entire Quran at least in a month? Do we do that? We should ask ourselves. And here Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he finishes the recitation of the entire Quran in one night. And that's not for one night or two nights, but for years and years. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, who would recite Quran on the first day of his madrasa, 18 siparas, 18 parts of the Holy Quran. Allah, Allah. And he would strive in the path of knowledge to such an extent that he would go hungry for days, but he would not deter from his mission of learning ilm-e-deen. He would have so much of patience and perseverance on this path of knowledge, on this path, that for days he would be hungry and he would see crumbs falling on the ground, and he would at times survive on the leaves. He would see crumbs, and when he would go to pick up those crumbs, then he would think to himself, he would retract his hand from picking up that crumb. Perhaps there is somebody else looking for the same crumb that I'm going for, and he would leave it for others. Subhanallah. Such sacrifices that he offered. And all of this we learn from the life of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We would all wonder that he is such a high ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What enabled him to reach these high ranks? Allahu Akbar. We should all know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said in his Mubarak hadith, Al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya, that the righteous scholars, they are the heirs of the Prophet. And here Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he reached such rank, subhanallah, by continuously acquiring the knowledge of Islam, and due to the barakah of that knowledge, he would act upon that knowledge as well. And there come a time that he would reach such a high, lofty level of sainthood that he would reach the rank of a Qutb. Qutb is a very high ranking wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, how did he become a Qutb? In his own Qasida Ghawsiya Sharif, he says, Darastu al-ilma hatta sirtu Qutban. That I attained knowledge and I kept on learning and studying until I became a high ranking wali and a Qutb. Subhanallah. So yes, every wali of Allah is an alim al-deen. This is a prerequisite for every saint, Allahu Akbar, because they are the ones who guide us, who connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Sayyidina Ghawsipaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is our connection to the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Allah azza wa jal. Allahu Akbar. And Sayyidina Ghawsipaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would advise others and he would even reform those who were drunkards. He would reform those who were thieves. He would reform those who were drowned in sins. Allahu Akbar. Thousands of people, over 100,000 people repented on the hands of Sayyidina Ghawsipaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He had guided so many people. Such great amount of people also came into the folds of Islam by the efforts of Sayyidina Ghawsipaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He had written many books as well, which we should read. Fathu Rabbani and Futuhul Ghaib. These are some of the works of Sayyidina Ghawsipaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ghunyatu Talibin, subhanallah, another great piece of work by Sayyidina Ghawsipaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, where he has, mashallah, has written many chapters on different facets of Islam. And if we are Qadiri and we are devoted and connected to Sayyidina Ghawsipaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we should study his life, we should study his works, we should follow into his footsteps, inshallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the barakah of this nisbat that we have, this connection that we have with the great king of awliya, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Let's inshallah azza wa jal recite a manqabat together in the praise of Sayyidina Ghawsipaq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Imdad kun, imdad kun, az bande gham azad kun, dardino duniya shad kun, dardino duniya shad kun, ya ghawse azam dastgir imdad kun, imdad kun, az bande gham آزاد کن اسیروں کے مشکل کوشا غوث اعظم اسیروں کے مشکل کوشا غوث اعظم فقیروں کے حاجت روا غوث اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بند غم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن گھیرا ہے بلاؤں میں بندہ تمہارا گھیرا ہے بلاؤں میں بندہ تمہارا مدد کے لیے آؤ یا غوث اعظم امداد کن امداد کن از بندے ہم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر امداد کن امداد کن از بندے ہم آزاد کن در دین و دنیا شاد کن یا غوث اعظم دستگیر
سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم as we were discussing the lessons and the teachings of سیدنا غوث پاک اللہ تعالی علیہ in today's episode and program it is mentioned that Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh he had such beautiful morals and character subhanallah that is also something which we as the devotees of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh should learn from him that he had the true character that manifested the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam inshallah azza wa jalla we will discuss more about his noble personality until inshallah we return we are going to listen to a kalam phir gumbad e khazra ki fazaon mein bula lo by our brother noor alam tari and a nasiha as well the grandeur of ghawse azam by our brother abdul basit tari hafizahullah this inshallah azza wa jal listen to this naate rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the nasiha as well until we return Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina Madina محبت کے قافلے پھر یاد آ رہا ہے مدینہ حضور کا پھر مدینے پھر مدینے پھر میری بے قراری کے دن آ گئے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ یا شاہ مدینہ آفات کے پنجوں سے نکالو آفات بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جا مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو فرقت میں تڑپتے جو مسکین بیچارے فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو پھر گنبد گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار، بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار، بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو،
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری، ہو در تک شہا رسائی، نہیں بھروسہ
لگا لو۔
Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Almighty bestowed great honor upon Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The greatness of Ghaus-e-Azam lies in the fact that he was a saintly figure from birth and a chosen person of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ghaus-e-Azam's greatness is also evident in the fact that he began observing fast from birth. He would have milk for suhoor and then break his fast at sunset. The greatness of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is also reflected in the fact that at the age of 5, he recited the Bismillah and 18 portions of the Quranic verses in Arabic. He said, "I remembered it after hearing it from my mother. May Allah's mercy be upon her." The greatness of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is further exemplified by his habitual acts of worship, devotion, and Quranic recitation. For 15 years, he completed the recitation of the entire Quran every night. He also used to perform 1,000 units of nafil prayers daily. Ghaus-e-Azam's greatness is evident in his teaching of 13 different sciences. He taught people tafsir, hadith, fiqh, kalam, usul, and nahav before and after noon. In the afternoon, he would teach tajweed and Quranic recitation along with the Quran itself. Ghaus-e-Azam's greatness is also evident in the fact that more than 500 non-Muslims embraced Islam through his miraculous interventions. Additionally, over 100,000 thieves, robbers, sinners, and wrongdoers repented and sought forgiveness. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back, dear viewers. Subhanallah. You were watching this beautiful and listening to this beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together with that, it is a plea that we may be called in the court of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and be able to personally convey our salam in the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us that day again and again that we are blessed with the hazri and presence in the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyyil Ameen. Alhamdulillah, we were discussing the lessons that we derive from the biography and the life of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, there are great lessons that we could derive from the character of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, at the same time, how he would devote himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he would always speak the truth, and how he would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time, he would not fear anyone else besides Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, at the same time became such a high-ranking wali in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he was able to understand in Baghdad Sharif on the minbar, and he would say, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَتِي كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, that this foot of mine is on the necks of all the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability for his sake. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.